We're going to talk a little bit about some notable and notorious food products from the 80s. Yeah, man. We were talking about clothing from the 80s yesterday, the morning on the show. And, yeah, so with the what were some of the 80s things we were talking about yesterday? Oh, of course, the Michael Jackson zippered, you know, leather jacket. You know what didn't come up yesterday, Dan?
What's that?
On the show? Members only jackets. How did we miss members only jackets? Speaking of the 80s.
We weren't members.
What was that terrible movie, where Gwyneth Paltrow, Jack Black saw her as thin and she was really, oh, Shallow Hal. Right, Shallow Hal, terrible movie. But it there's Jason Alexander is in it. And Jason Alexander is wearing a members only jacket, and the movie, you know, obviously was released in like 2001 or 2002 or something, and I can't remember what character says it, but it's like, is that a members only jacket? And Jason Alexander goes, yeah, it is. And they go, so what are you, the only member? So I can't believe we didn't do that. So let's talk about some of the food products of the 80s. How about the Big League Chew? Big League Chew was invented by a professional pitcher as a healthier alternative to chewing tobacco. Once it hit the market in 1980 with its unique pouch and cartoony design, it took off like wildfire, especially among little leaguers. You guys remember Big League Chew?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Used it constantly.
Yeah.
They still sell it, right?
I think so.
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, they still do.
It's so weird.
It is weird. It's like candy cigarettes, right?
I got locked into, on TV, one of those things, how they make that stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That powder, well, obviously they need it to keep it from sticking together, but I can't remember what it was made of, but there was some sort of, you have to Google it, there was some sort of innovative technology that they came up with to make Big League Chew.
Just to make Big
work.
League Chew?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I mean, I used to, I mean, I had it, you know.
So was the work they had to do was it'd be 10 minutes of flavor and then it goes away? Is that what they were trying to work hard on?
I think that's, what's that?
Because it's the work, like, it's not that great. You chew it for 10 minutes and then flavor, gone. You're just chewing on rubber.
Yeah.
I think they've improved it.
I haven't.
Oh, really?
I've not. Longer now.
I've not. I haven't had Big League Chew in. But I haven't chewed a piece of gum in years.
I do enjoy that flavor though. Of just like the bubble gum.
Yeah, the bubble gum flavor.
It's
sure.
It's quite nice because everything's all mint and fruits.
Yeah.
Gums and.
But
all
just
that
like
kind of
the
stuff.
Artificial bubble gum flavor.
Yeah, it's kind of nice sometimes.
Yeah. I just, you know, I remember people again. Making a brouhaha out of the fact that it may encourage kids to chew tobacco because it's, you know, just like when the candy cigarettes were out.
That was a gateway for me.
Did it? Did you start chewing tobacco after?
I graduated to Red Man.
Oh, boy.
All because of that.
I would think the second you put the real chewing tobacco in your mouth, you go, no, this is nothing like Big League Chew.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was because, you know, back in the day, every baseball player had a big chaw in their mouth and were spitting every 5 seconds. And they can't do that anymore. Right, Dan? Isn't there like a rule in the...
Yeah, the Tony Gwynn rule, because he passed away from mouth cancer, that they've outlawed it. They had outlawed it in like all the minor league things. I think some of the guys who do it now is kind of grandfathered in. They look the other way, but you definitely don't. You know, you remember in the uniforms, you used to be able to see the circular outline.
Yeah,
absolutely. In their back pocket.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's that joke in The Naked Gun, where like everybody's spitting there's like a montage of guys spitting for like a minute.
I think that is the worst. Thing you could possibly do. The most unattractive thing is to the whole chew thing.
The whole dipping?
Yeah, like even cigarettes to me like are less bad than chew.
You mean a less attractive?
Yeah, like on an attractive level, I could forgive cigarettes a little bit, but chew is just a no.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, I think it's relatively disgusting as well, but it's, you know, people have to have like guys have to have a cup with them and they're spitting it and then they've got like a cup full of spit.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's
You just put the toilet paper in the bottom of the cup.
Right, exactly.
So it doesn't. So if you knock it over, which you will, it doesn't spill. Yeah.
All of it just sounds disgusting.
You used to take a bottle of water and cut it in half and put some toilet paper.
Put some toilet paper in the bottom of it. Yeah.
Spit in there.
Yeah. The one time I tried it, I threw up.
Yeah, I tried it once, and it wasn't.
Well, some guys, when I lived in Texas and New Mexico for a while, and they would swallow it. Now, I could never do that.
No, that's.
I had to spit it.
No, you can't. I mean,
Copenhagen was what we dipped a lot of down in Texas. Yeah. They like Copenhagen.
They like Copenhagen.
Yeah. That stuff was nasty when I first tried it, but I got used to it.
Yeah. Jeez. You know where they used to do that a lot, Esmeralda, where you would have been really sick? Like back in the day in the bleachers at Wrigley.
Oh, gross. And people were probably just spinning.
Yep, spilling it all over the place. I mean, it was just...
I mean, I still don't understand. I walk down the street and just guys in general just hawking loogies left and right. I'm like, what is wrong with the male
species? That's
like,
a guy
you guys
thing.
Are just full of...
Yeah,
of,
no, that's a guy thing.
Spit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've spit millions of times in my life. Yeah, it's definitely.
I
a
just
guy
don't
thing.
Get. It. I'm just like, just swallow your spit, man. How hard is that?
It's weird because it's like a passage of a rite of passage for boys to learn how to spit.
Right, that's fine, but
you know they have the scene in It, in the movie version of It, where they're loogieing off of a. Off of a hill or like a cliff,
mm-hmm.
And who can spit the best? Who has the most consistency? How far can you spit?
Right. Which totally fine, but I'm just like thinking in my head when people are walking down the street just constantly spitting. I'm like, what is wrong in your body that you have to spit so much?
It doesn't happen as often as it used to.
I see it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I remember in the 70s, Esmeralda, walking down the street. Was like doing an obstacle course between people goobing everywhere, spitting all over the place, dog crap everywhere. Because in the 70s, nobody picked up after their dogs.
Right.
Nobody, you didn't, there was no law, there was nothing. There was dog crap everywhere. So, just and litter, because people would eat something, just throw the paper on the floor or throw it on the ground. People smoking everywhere, spit all over the place. Crap all over the sidewalks.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Golden years.
The golden years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when we used to play outside, fall down, fall into a pile of dog crap, and be like, oh, man.
Is that why you get your heartier because of it? All the spit and
all the spit
dog poop.
And then smacking each other in the face with Hot Wheels tracks and stuff. That's how you grow up. So... All right, we got a break. We got more 80s food products to talk about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We got our regular Friday features coming up a little bit later on. We've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday all coming up. Yeah, so we're talking about notorious and notable foods from the 80s. And next on here is Capri Sun. On the subject of cool pouches, Capri Sun was introduced a year later in 1981 and became one of the decade's quintessential beverages. Having one of these in your lunchbox officially made you a cool kid. If you could get the straw in, it's been reformulated to have fewer ingredients now. Capri Sun. Yeah, what is he? Stick the straw in there, and stuff shoots out all over the place.
Yeah, because if you're a little too aggressive with it,
right.
Poke it all the way through.
They still make the Capri Sun, don't they?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's
or you know what would happen? You don't make, you don't hit the straw into the little hole,
the whole spot that's there.
Or you do, you kind of, you don't. Make it all the way through, so then you're trying to dig a hole, and it just doesn't work. And then at some point, like. The straw doesn't work anymore, so you're just like trying to squeeze it out of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess.
Capri Sun.
I remember those, though. Those were like gold in my house.
Yeah.
Because my parents would never buy those. And when they would, like, I would drink five of them in one sitting.
Just because they were there. You didn't want to. Yeah. You
well, and they were really good.
Yeah. Well, they'd include those now. Don't they include those in like Lunchables and stuff? Like when you can get those Lunchables? They got Capri Sun in there, right?
Yeah.
All right, Lean Cuisine was introduced in 1981 as a healthier alternative to their frozen dinner. Stouffer's did this. They contained less than 10 grams of fat, 4.5 grams of saturated fat, 300 calories, and 480 milligrams of sodium, 95 milligrams of cholesterol. They were perfect encapsulations of the 80s quote-unquote low-fat mindset. Even if the product was full of unpronounceable ingredients, it was quote-unquote healthy as long as it was low in fat. Lean Cuisine is still popular today. So how about this one? The Ecto Cooler.
Oh, are you kidding me? That was like, isn't that, it's still considered.
Yeah, well, I remember they did a reboot of it when the movie came out last summer, when the female Ghostbusters movie came out. They re-released, didn't they? It was a tie into that, right, Dan?
I thought it was before that, but they would have been smart if they did that.
A product tie-in with one of the finest 80s cartoons, The Real Ghostbusters. Hi-C's Ecto Cooler first hit the shelves in 1987, but it was actually a repackaging of a drink called Citrus Cooler, which was around since 1965. Regardless, the new branding made it one of the decade's most successful tie-ins, and it stuck around long after the 1991 cancellation and briefly returned from May to December last year. It was almost impossible to track down.
Yeah, I actually tried to make Ecto Cooler ice cream. Or like sherbet or whatever.
Uh-huh. How'd that turn out?
Well, I never got to make it because it just seemed a bit, like all the recipes I kept finding didn't sound as great. You know, like the outcome would be any good.
Yeah. All right, now how about this one? You guys remember the Hostess pudding pies?
I do not.
I did not, and after reading this description, I really want to try one.
Let me tell you something. These things were amazing. They were amazing. And I'm not a big sweet tooth guy, but so you guys know the Hostess fruit pies, right? Like the Hostess apple pie, those things. Imagine that, you know, but filled with chocolate, like pudding. That's essentially what these things were.
With dough?
Yeah.
So what, it just had a stick in it?
No. You know the pies that I'm talking about, the Hostess pies? They were handheld. You'd bite into them.
Yeah. And 99 cents at the bodega.
Instead of being filled with the fruit filling, it's filled with pudding.
Right. So it's just a.
It's a pie full of pudding. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Those were good.
The gold standard of convenience store snacks during the 80s, these fried hand pies were filled with vanilla or chocolate pudding. Some were even chocolate covered. They were much larger than they had any right to be, and even though Hostess still makes a smaller version, they're just not as good as they used to be. These things were unbelievable. Hey, do you remember the pie?
I do.
Oh, man.
And it made me think of another type of pie that's not around anymore. It definitely was in the 80s. So can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay. The fried pies at McDonald's. Remember when they were?
Oh yeah!
Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, no, I worked at McDonald's.
The fried ones. They don't make those anymore.
No, they don't.
They were delicious.
They were fantastic. And
very good.
You know the fried apple pie.
I boycotted after the ones now. There's no comparison.
No, it's not even close.
Ugh.
Not even close. The my favorite part of the apple pie, because you know when I worked at McDonald's, we would have to prepare them, and they're deep fried. You would just stick them in the fryer. Boom.
Deep fried.
And fantastic.
I know. I understand why they stopped them. You know,
yeah.
It's not very healthy.
But
boy, they were good.
Oh, man. The apple pie from McDonald's back in the
day.
You
used to get two for a buck.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And remember, they would have the caution, filling is hot. That was on the cardboard.
Burn your tongue anyway.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly. And, you know, when I was working at McDonald's years and years and years ago in the early 80s, you would put the pie inside the carton, and then you'd have to write the time on it, because if I remember correctly, you would put them in the pie heater. They would be in this like heat box, and they would last 2 hours, and you'd have to pitch them.
Right. So you were in the back eating them.
Exactly. So like with like an hour left on our shifts, we would make like 9 of them. And then, because nobody was going to buy them, and then at the end of the night, we would just we did that so many times, man. We would like just like make a bunch of food at the end of the night that no one's going to buy, and then we would just bring sacks of it to the forest preserve with beer. That was my life at that time.
See, for
sacks of leftover McDonald's food and Pabst.
I know we got a break here, but one of my favorite moments in show history is that what you're describing is something called shrinkage. Is that what you guys used to call it?
Shrinkage, yeah.
You couldn't remember the name of that on the show. You said it's an S term, and Orion was in the room, and he said, it's stealing.
That's right. That's right. Totally remember that. It's stealing. All right, we got a break. News is coming up. God bless, Orion. Hey, what's up? Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. And, of course, Fly Jams Friday. Get your request ready for DJ Shagroon. That is 312-981-7200. It's also where you can text us or call us. We're talking about some notable and notorious food products from the 80s. And we were talking about the Big League Chew, and that led us to talking about tobacco and chaw. 773 area code says, hockey players spit all the time on the benches and they never get washed. But hockey players are not, you know, doing chaw on the bench, but they do spit a lot. They spit on the ice, too. So
I mean, that's fine because it gets cleaned up. They do the... What's
you
called?
Get the Zamboni,
right? So there's that at least.
Yeah, yeah. The benches are a little interesting to.
I guess because they have so many layers on.
Oh,
they
listen,
don't find it gross.
Hockey is the grossest sport of all. Anybody who has ever played hockey as a kid, or even you know as you grow older. It's the most disgusting. You have to leave your bag with equipment outside. You can't bring it in the house. It smells so disgusting, and you can't get the pads completely clean ever. It's because you're on the ice, and you're sweating, and it's cold, and you're hot, and then it's sweating, and it's disgusting. I don't know. You know, I've been in the locker rooms at the UC, okay? And they can never really get that aroma gone. That's the United Center where they have staff upon staff upon staff who go out of their way to clean things. There's a laundry facility in both of the locker in all the locker rooms, everything. And you walk into that room, and you go, yeah, this is hockey.
They gotta get some large chunks of charcoal.
Seriously, my ex-wife's brother. Is a hockey player. He plays in the minor leagues, and he's been playing hockey his whole life. And one year, we went up to Michigan to visit her parents for Christmas. We got there, and in the garage was Ryan's old equipment and stuff was in a bag. And I mean, this was stuff that he hadn't used in a while, but they saved it. It's old. We walk out to the garage. And it was cold out, so they kept the beer. There was beer in the garage, so that's where they kept the cooler with the beer to keep it cold. So we'd go out to get a beer in the garage, and so Ryan, my ex brother in law, is like, hey man, check this out, and he grabs a bag of like his old equipment. He unzips it, and it was like, and this was old equipment.
That's been aging and fermenting.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anybody who's ever played hockey, the stench is unbelievable. I mean, seriously. You're going to love this one, Esmeralda. Patrick sends this text. Prepare yourself. He says, when I was stationed overseas, I had a roommate who saved his tobacco spit in the fridge.
Why? What for?
He goes, I never knew what it was until I finally asked. That guy was a jerk.
Oh, gross.
Could you imagine you go to the fridge and what's this?
I could be mistaken for something.
A little iced coffee. Vic, did you, as a former chaw man, did you ever... save your tobacco spit in the fridge?
No, but when I was a drinking man, I remember this one night we were playing poker and we were drinking beers. There was a lot of empty beer bottles around, and I reached down and I grabbed a beer bottle and I drank not just tobacco spit, but cigarette butts.
Yeah. No,
was with me for a while, that taste.
Yeah. No, that's a common thing. That's happened. I've been a part of that myself.
They thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious. Are you all right, Esmeralda? I see you're really freaking out in the hut.
What? Ugh. This is all just gag-inducing, this entire conversation. Why would you even keep stuff in the fridge, though?
Oh, I have no... That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Is that like bacon grease? Like when you exactly. So when you can throw it away?
Yeah, when you say bacon grease for your... Well, you cook with bacon grease.
Well, yeah, but sometimes if... Or just greases in general.
Yeah.
You throw them in a can and then you can throw it away. I mean, I will admit, I sometimes, if there's something funky in the fridge...
Yeah.
I know I have to throw it out, and maybe my garbage isn't full or something, so I'll just leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Rather than have the smell outside.
Oh, I totally understand. I've done that myself.
So I wonder if that's the idea?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, why would you save it? Oh, yeah, okay, because I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. 708 area code says, in the movie The Sandlot, all the guys had chew, and then they went on a carnival ride and puked all over the place. I don't remember that, Dan. Did they have the chew in their mouth when they went on the carnival ride?
Yeah, God. They dipped right before they went to the carnival.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Let's see. Now we're into 80s foods. 608 area code. Hey, how about Fruit Stripes gum?
That is the best.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Now, there's one that doesn't last long. That flavor is so unique and delicious, but it's gone in a few.
Right? And then you just eat the whole package.
It's so good.
What was the logo for? Was it a giraffe?
It is. No, zebra.
Zebra. Zebra, right. Yeah, it was a zebra. That's
but
right.
They do you jokes?
They still make that.
Yeah, they do.
But
do
it's
they have
hard
jokes?
To find.
Yeah.
Do they have jokes
no,
on it?
I think
no,
that was a different.
What was that one?
Bazooka Joe did.
Ah,
Bazooka Joe. Oh, yeah, Bazooka Joe. Yeah,
that's it.
They have little comics, and they would have a joke in the comic.
Really hard, right? That gum is so hard to chew.
Yeah. What was the dude's name who had the sweatshirt that went all the way up to his eyes? You know what I'm talking about?
Wasn't that on
Bazooka Joe? It's a character in the Bazooka Joe comics, okay. And he had like a turtleneck that went all the way up to his eye. his whole head was like inside the turtle. I can't remember the character's name. Oh man. 847 area code says, what about Jell-O pudding pops and Hungry Man dinners? They were 80s staples for me.
Okay, I saw a commercial for those pudding pop cakes. Those things are insane.
Yeah. No, you're talking about the hostess pudding pies.
Yeah, the hostess pudding pies. I saw the commercial.
Yeah.
That thing's like the size of their heads.
It's amazing. They were unbelievable, Esmeralda, I'm telling you.
And even in the commercial, the kids are eating them by themselves.
Absolutely. Chowing down on three, four of them a day.
Oh. Okay.
All right. How about this? You remember Tato Skins?
No.
You don't remember Tato Skins?
I mean, I know what, you know. I've seen them at, like, a Chili's.
Tato Skins. No, these were, like, they're potato chips.
Oh, okay. No.
Tato Skins were similar to Pringles, but they're thicker. And they were colored darker so that to mimic actual potato skins. They were released in 1987. Actually, have a pretty interesting history. They've been made by the same company, Wabash Foods, since their inception. But you probably remember them being sold as a Keebler product. They changed hands to Poor Brothers in the 90s. And you can still buy them. Either in their own packaging or as part of TGI Friday's snack line, they're exactly the same thing. So
that's
right now,
I've seen them.
Yeah, but it's like a bag of chips,
right?
It's not they obviously have frozen, you know, Tato Skins that you can buy and as appetizers, you know,
right? No, I've
loaded
seen it,
skins.
I've seen it, but the TGI Friday's way.
Yeah,
I've never seen it different.
Yeah, they were called Tato Skins. All right, how about this? Remember TCBY?
Was that yogurt?
Yeah.
I've never had any, but I remember it.
TCBY, they were huge in the 80s, TCBY. Now it's what, Froyo, right? What are some of the places called? Do they have...
It's just frozen yogurt, but it's... Pinkberry was the one who started it all, because it's kind of sour.
There's one right between the... Well, I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, but is the Jamba Juice still on the corner of Clark and Diversey?
No.
It's gone?
It's something else now.
Okay, because right down three doors down, there was a frozen yogurt joint.
I think, yeah, Mango.
Mango, yeah.
That's still there.
That place is good. That place is good.
Yeah, I don't know what that is in the sense of, is it different than the TCBY?
I don't think so. I think it's all, they're all kind of just, I think they're all like sort of just different brand names or different companies.
Right, because I remember the Pinkberry when I went to California and I tried it. I'd never had anything like that. It was like sour, just the original flavor. It's just this like tart, very clean tasting flavor.
Do you remember Fruit Wrinkles?
No.
An offshoot of Fruit Roll-Ups, Fruit Wrinkles were little fruit snacks that vaguely resembled wrinkled up fruit. They were released in 1986. Sadly, they didn't stick around for too long.
That sounds really sad.
Fruit Wrinkles.
You want some Fruit Wrinkles? No.
How about this one, the last one? Sun-kissed Fun Fruits.
Yeah, and they were in shape of fruit.
The first Sun-kissed Fruit Snacks hit the market in 1987 in the shape of little pellets called Fun Fruits. They came in cherry, orange, grape, and strawberry flavors, and in 1988, they'd already expanded into dinosaur shapes.
I mean, fruit snacks are, again, gold.
Yeah.
You get some fruit snacks, a Capri Sun.
And then you're set. And then
I'm a happy camper.
And then crown it off with a giant Hostess pudding pie.
And then we had Gushers.
I remember those. Those were like fruit, and then there was like a liquid inside.
Yeah, there was goo.
Goo in there, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's going to show up next Friday, by the way, I think.
The last 40 minutes will appear next Friday.
All right.